Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, today brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. You remember when those animal activists were trying to take on farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state? You know, the PETA types? There was one organization that stood up and said, wait a minute here, North Dakota Farm Bureau actually did something about it. And stood up for farmers and ranchers. Initiated that constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices, and guess what? We were the first. That's right. North Dakota was first to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. Remember that? And now a bunch of other states following along. How about the whole Measure 5 deal? Remember that when Ducks Unlimited and their pals said, let's just raid the state treasury here and take 5% off the top of the oil tax. Do you remember the leadership from the North Dakota Farm Bureau on that? In fact, pretty much through the keys to this hour, their hour that they sponsor over to folks to educate North Dakota voters about the dangers of Measure 5. What happened? Governor Dalrymple told us at one point the poll numbers on that thing were, 80-20 in favor. And it went completely the opposite by Election Day. Completely went from a losing big to all the way the other way. So that's what standing on a firm set of ground, firm set of principles is all about. That's what the North Dakota Farm Bureau does. They are the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. They are a voice for limited government and self-reliance and economic progress. All the things that made this country great. So find out more about all they have to offer at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. And today on the program, we get to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. I can hardly wait to do that, too, coming up here momentarily. Who are we talking today? Who are we talking to today, Rev? I don't think that's on my... maybe Todd has it. Todd knows who we're talking to.
I do?
Maybe you don't.
I can... Give me 2 seconds, I can find it.
I'll tell you before it happens. Just stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
How are you, Mr. Todd Mitchell?
We're talking to Nathan, a farmer from Berthold. See, I told you, give me 2 seconds, I'll have it for you.
Yeah, all right. Nathan.
Drones for ag purposes. And did you see the drone camera thing that can kind of fly around and take a bunch of selfies and then end up right back in your hand? I posted that thing. And it looks cute, except then... sooner or later, we're going to have like a zillion of those things flying around, bumping into each other and stuff. So that'll go away at some point.
You don't have to worry about people bumping into each other when it's used for agriculture because they're...
Well, true. Wonderful use. I'm just thinking once you get into the crowded, touristy kind of places and everybody wants to use one,
no,
we're going to have problems.
It's part of the concern. There's no question about it on those things. I mean, there was an incident... I'm in Bismarck, I forget where, a couple of years ago or a year ago or so, that someone was injured by one. I remember some legal wrangling over that.
And then that's in the early days of the use of those.
Yeah.
So imagine once they become more and more common.
They're perfecting. So some work to do there, no question about it.
No.
Anyway, today on the program, have we got a confirmation from Tony Gehrig yet, or are we just sort of waiting to find out what's going to happen there? Tony Gehrig is a, his day job is a member of the North Dakota National Guard. And it's one of the reasons we aren't 100% sure if he was going to be able to get some leave to be able to join us today on the program. But he is a new Fargo City Commissioner. And he literally was elected in June and right now is putting forward an effort to reduce property taxes in the city of Fargo by 20%. Now, Fargo is one of, I think, fair to say, not the most liberal city in North Dakota, but one of. Okay, it's up there. And you can just tell that by, representation and voting and patterns and whatnot. And it is You know, I think both Grand Forks and Fargo have been persuaded more bluish from Minnesota. Anyway, so it's refreshing to see this happen. Fargo is a five-member city commission, and it didn't happen last night. It was voted down 3-2. The mayor has said that Mayor Tim Mahoney, he has said that Mr. Gehrig shouldn't be so committed to his ideology. And so I'm interested to give Mr. Gehrig a chance to respond to that, number one. And number two, just talk about what do we do going forward. I also want to chat with Pete Hannabit of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. He's the director of public policy there, to say, how prevalent is this debate in North Dakota? I mean, a flat-out debate, city by city, county by county, you know, to lower the property tax burden on citizens. Give us a little report card. How are we doing? So we're going to chat with Pete about that today on the program.
If lowering taxes is an ideology, I think many of us are in that ideology versus the ideology of raising taxes, if those are ideologies now.
Right. I mean, the ideology thing is to sort of dismiss you as, you know, I mean, that's just your ideology. That's just your, you know, what does it even mean?
It couldn't possibly be that, no, or we just want to lower property taxes of the state that seems to have some income coming in that doesn't need as much of my money because it has plenty of its own money.
Yeah, and, you know, I just looked it up because, to me, ideology is used many times in a derogative way to say you're an ideologue. Right?
Right.
You're, that's just your ideology, dismiss you. But what does it actually mean? It means a system of ideas and ideals, especially one that forms the basis of economic or political theory and policy. I don't, again.
That seems to be a lazy argument to me, but if that is an ideology, lowering taxes, put me in. Count me in.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to talk to the person who doesn't want lowered taxes.
Precisely. Well, usually people that want to spend more money because they lower taxes, they have less to spend. Well,
but those people never want to admit that. They never want to go on a mic or, you know,
on a radio show
and go, oh, I want to raise taxes. Nobody gets elected on that platform.
The debate last night was, the debate basically was, well, good idea, a little pat on the head, but we need to talk about it after we find out what our whole budget thing is and decide what everybody's priorities are. And then another city commission member, Dave Pepcorn, said, huh? We don't wait to spend money, you know, till we find out what the budget is. We go ahead with those things. But we did talk with Mayor Mahoney, and he said, well, on the two things that we did spend money on, it was additional money on, it was basically because of the legislative decision on PERS. You know, health premiums went up with the change to Sanford Health with the new plan. And then the other one was the cost of living increase, evidently some sort of negotiation.
Those are better arguments than ideology, for crying out loud. At least say, look, it's going to cost more, we need more money, not, oh, you're just an ideologue.
Exactly right.
That sounds like crabby old man syndrome there.
We are going to check in with some folks from Chase on the Lake, Lakes Lake in Walker, Minnesota today. I'm not there, just too darn busy to be there. I wanted to, but I just couldn't. But I'd love to be there, and you would too, folks. It's just a great place. So we're going to talk with some of those folks on the program today. And I actually would love to be at the State Fair is where I'd love to be. So if you're at the State Fair, please call us. Check in. We love hearing from people at the State Fair. We've been saying that. It helps us, you know, since we're not there, to live vicariously through you, and also count down to when we will be there, which is the big day Friday for Todd and I. Look for the big white tent right by the main entrance, and it's 811 day at the fair. Call before you dig. What do I call? 811. Simple as that. We have 811 T-shirts that are going to go to the first 811 that burst through the tent at 10 a.m. on Friday. They're doing hydro excavating demonstrations. I can hardly wait to see this. They have a number of heavy equipment simulators so you can get behind the controls and see, you know, what it takes to control one of these things. They have the 811 motorcycle on display that was built by Paul Jr. Designs. That'll be cool. They have registration for 12 concert tickets to the big Keith Urban concert that night, along with other door prizes. And they'll have utility representatives with all kinds of things that they're going to be handing out. It's a fun thing. So it's really all about just educating us on remembering to call 811 before we dig. So big white tent right next to the main entrance. Come on by and see us Friday. I'll be there for What's on Your Mind, and I'll hang around with Todd for K-Fire Cafe, and we'll have a grand old time. Looking forward to that very much. Tonight, the nickname committee at the University of North Dakota is meeting. 6 p.m. They gather once again. And I will just tell you, I have enough sources to confirm the fact that there is a battle brewing one battle, one side of the faction wants the, you know, the name North Dakota to go away from one of the seven options, number one. To get this down to three of the other names, Sun Dogs or Fighting Hawks or Nodaks or one of the others there, and get North Dakota out of the mix because most people want it, and then it won't be uncomfortable to have that in the mix when nobody else in the you know establishment at UND wants it, okay? And then sort of get it down to three, pat everybody on the head and say, bye-bye, you're done, okay? The other faction is to say, you know what, well, this whole thing needs some work. We need to stick around. We need to get the people involved. You know, are they the best seven names? Have we really? This is a very important decision. Let's just take a step back and kind of reassess the whole process. So I don't know who's going to win, but this is going to be interesting. Dave St. Peter was on with us last week and telegraphed some of this. And we've heard also from Carl Gehring on the program and talked with some other individuals about this. So this is going to be rather interesting, without question. One of the best letters to the editor ever written, I want to share, because I promised to do it yesterday. I didn't get it on this subject when we come back. And your calls, questions, and comments as we continue. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
That a couple of guys from Minnesota should be allowed to have in the middle of the busiest, boomingest state. Boomingest? Not sure that's a word, but it is a booming state of North Dakota. I'm Scott Hinn and Todd Mitchell here as well, and this is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We want you to know you have an open microphone here. We talk about things that are in the news. We talk about things that are happening, and In the great state of North Dakota, we talk about what's on our mind. And we welcome you to join that discussion at any point to comment on what we say, whether you agree, whether you disagree, or interject something new to the debate. That's what the show is all about. So give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd loves your texts. He really does. And you can text him at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Oh, man. I tell you what, I beefed up a little bit. I went with the king-size premium now, and it's even better. It's so darn good. I can't even begin to tell you. I was just fired up to throw that thing in the dryer for 5 minutes and put it into action. And I also, I mentioned I was at the MyPillow store, chat with some of the folks there, and they said, make sure you fluff it up every night. I didn't know that, but now I'm doing that. That adds a little mix to it. So, and you get the two-for-one deal. You get two of these things for the price of one, the savings of 50% off, when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and use the promo code SCOTT, okay? I promised that I would read a letter to the editor that I thought was the best letter ever. Tonight, the UND nickname committee is meeting, and so it reminded me to do this. I didn't get to it yesterday, but here it is. Fellow's name is Justin Denault, and he says, it was with great delight that I read recent letters about Teddy Roosevelt's ghastly racism and why that means UND should not use Rough Riders as a team name. I, for one, agree. I'd also like to point out just how problematic and toxic the other names can be, and I'd love to throw in what I consider to be emergency options to save the integrity of our university. Fighting Hawks, much too aggressive. Plus, hawks often eat the young of many species, and that could be triggering to any expectant mothers in the crowd or watching on TV from home. Never thought of that. I'm sure, Todd, you did, but I didn't. Green Hawks, again. Beware the hurt that expectant mothers and various land mammals could experience. North Stars. Labeling our athletes stars affords them a status of privilege and places them higher on the totem pole of college life over, say, liberal arts majors. Plus, it could demean and offend their opponents of the field or ice or what have you. Also, let's not forget how important the North Star was in navigating the Earth via the sea. Many of those ships carried colonizers who destroyed local populations. Never thought of that. See, these are things you just didn't even think of, unless you're some politically correct zealot. Nodax. He says, I just don't like this one. And besides, it probably offends someone somewhere. Sundogs. This is my personal favorite commentary. I'm sure a friend of a friend has a cousin who has a girlfriend who knew a guy who momentarily lost control of a vehicle because he looked at a sundog. And we don't need to be forcing that person to relive that horrible trauma. So there it is. Everything is bad and racist and terrible. So I implore the committee to consider my option as a last-ditch effort to be on the right side of history. My suggestion? The UND sportspersons. Surely that wouldn't offend anybody. But wait. Now that I think about it, persons are having a negative effect on the environment. So on second thought, forget sportspersons. Whoops, got to run. Can I write again later with an appropriate, socially justice-friendly name? You see, someone just said something dumb on Twitter, and I need to sharpen my digital pitchfork. Justin Denault of Grand Forks. That is part brilliant and part hilarious, because it explains just how ridiculous this whole endeavor has gotten. Obviously, he wrote it because some people brought up, you know, Teddy Roosevelt's racism. And he's the Rough Rider, and, you know, the high school's a Rough Rider, and if you're going to follow Rough Riders, there you go. That's bad. But he gives us some of the others on the names they'll choose from, possibly tonight. Rough Riders, Fighting Hawks, Green Hawks, North Stars, Nodax, and Sundogs. As good as that was, you should have seen the back and forth on the Facebook page of the Grand Forks Herald over this. One particular exchange had me needing to go down to a knee. I had to get air. It was so darn funny. Because Justin himself, the letter writer for the letter, wrote some responses. It was pretty good. All right. I promised I'd do that yesterday. I finally did it. I hope you found it as funny as I did. Craig and Mandan. Funny's probably not the word, right, Todd? Are you weeping right now? Are you just like, are you doing like an SMH there?
Yes.
Shake my head. Unbelievable. Yes. Isn't it? Yeah.
By the way, Texter wants to know if you put on matching shoes today.
I did put on matching shoes today. And yeah. For my Facebook friends, they know that I posted last night a very embarrassing moment. And that was that I put on a couple of black dress shoes yesterday. And I noticed in the bright light of our parking lot late yesterday that I had worn two different shoes.
And, I texted back that you're probably not going to make that mistake again anytime real soon. That's one of those mistakes you don't make twice in a row.
I will admit I came close to it today because
really?
Kind of dark when I put them on. I thought, so they are close. But
that's why, like, if you're like me and you only own one pair of shoes, you can't get it wrong.
That's easy, yeah. Anyway, I did ask the question online. I said, have you ever done this? It was the first time for me, but I said it was a little embarrassing, and I was hoping to get over it after all my Facebook friends told me how common these type of incidents occur. And right now there's 50 comments, most of them making fun of me, but a few saying, no, I did it too. So you can check that out. All right, Craig and Mandan, let's get to you. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I'll hang up after I ask my question. I thought maybe you and Todd could give me a little insight on this question here, and hopefully you can upbring my spirits a little bit here. But every time I watch the news, and I'm getting to be less and less of a news watcher because there's nothing good on it anymore. But you just shake your head every time you watch it. You shake your head and you go, "Wow, what the heck is happening in our world? What's happening in our country, or what's happening in the United States? You just can't believe it." And I'm 55 years old now, and like say 30 years ago, you know, it just never seemed like you've seen this stuff that's going on here. And I was just wondering, maybe you guys could give me a little insight of when or where did this start going so wrong? I mean, it's just, I can't believe this is going on, and our world is getting worse instead of better. And I don't know. Thanks, guys.
Well, the earth started cooling, and after that, it kind of went downhill from there.
Yeah.
Craig, I would just say this, that, you know, you control your own attitude, right? And I try to operate under a view of never letting anybody or anything rob your joy, right? Because if you let other people
and then he gets stuck with me.
You know, control you, you can get a little dismissive. So I totally understand what you're saying, and honestly, it's a sentiment that I hear a lot from our listeners. That are you kidding me? Now this, and I think we tend to at the time think it's, you know, this is the worst ever. But you know, I mean, there's been some challenging times in our nation's history, so it's hard to say that. But nevertheless, for you, it feels like, man alive, this is bad. I would just say, I'll finish this on the other side of the break, and I appreciate your call. More welcome.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up with a 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or a coffee, your choice, and two cookies. Four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, two for $1. Nestle Water, the 20 packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop Tarts, two for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, three for 99¢. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, one of our fine sponsors on the program. And there's always so many things going on. I mean, it's summertime out there, so that's fantastic. And we talk a lot about the spa and the activities and the 502 restaurant and the great rooms and the condos and the wonderful community. We don't talk a lot about their facilities for weddings, and they really do it well there. Patty Larson, from Chase on the Lake, on the phone with us here to chat about it. Patty, how are you doing?
I'm well, Scott. How are you?
Good. So tell me what's the most special about a Chase on the Lake wedding.
Well, we're kind of a one-stop shop for weddings. We can hold on-site ceremonies as well as all of your reception and dance needs on the down at the ballroom, the Walker Bay Ballroom.
And, of course, the food's fabulous, right?
Oh, it's awesome. And we can create several different options for your food needs. We are able to do a sit-down plated service as well as a full double entree buffet.
What's kind of your favorite examples of some things people have done and the whole package for a wedding out of Chase?
Oh, it's awesome. They create a situation where they can have a destination wedding, invite all their friends and family for the weekend, and create all kinds of activities and special moments up to and post-wedding day.
Like you say, that one-stop shop's pretty nice, isn't it?
It's awesome. And we have the ability to not only do outside ceremonies and then transfer into our indoor space, but we also can back up any weather-related issues that come up that we're able to shift pretty quickly in order to accommodate what's needed.
What kind of size wedding can you accommodate?
We can hold up to 200 people in the Walker Bay Ballroom for dinner and dance. We are able to, if it's just a dance situation, we can go up to 300 people. And as always, we're flexible, either smaller or a little bit greater, depending on what their needs are.
ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Thanks, Patty. Good to chat with you.
Thanks you, Scott. Have a great day.
You as well. Good folks at Chase on the Lake will take good care of you. They really do. They just have that kind of place that the concierge service where they just, what do you need? Well, let's get it done. They really do it, and they do it well. All right, to finish on the conversation with Craig and Marion, I think I can sum it up in never letting anybody rob your joy. Prime example, today I can choose to look at this story that really just has me spitting nails mad. Over proposals to ask members of the military not to wear their uniforms in response to what happened in Chattanooga, right?
Or I can look at the Iran official who's saying, like, we're going to comply with any of this stuff. These dummies. I can't even believe it. You know, the vote hasn't even happened yet. And the guy's saying, mocking the deal, right? I can do that. Or I can reflect on what was an incredible playoff and an incredible weekend of golf with a neat kid from Iowa winning the British Cup, Zach Johnson. That was fantastic. He's a very humble origins, this young man, and really a neat story. In fact, just listen to him. Here's a clip of Zach Johnson winning at the after he won at the British Open. Roll that, Tom.
It hasn't set in yet, Tom, I got to be honest. But, I felt great. I mean, I felt great. I was patient. I had some scripture going in my head, and I thank the Lord. I thank my friends. I thank my family. I'm just in awe right now.
Is that cool or what? Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is where he's from. You know? That really is darn special when you hear him talk. So when you get up, decide what kind of day it's going to be and don't let the stuff you're watching on TV influence you. Don't ignore it. Don't put your head in the sand. But I think your approach to it is the way to do it. I think that's the best way to go. So hope that helps. Appreciate the call. Karen in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Teddy Roosevelt wasn't really a racist, just like Dwight Eisenhower was not a racist. They just didn't do as much as they could have to help black people.
Okay, yeah. Now, but let me ask you a question in the context of debate over the next name for the University of North Dakota. Do you think it is even within the same universe of common sense to say maybe we shouldn't consider Rough Riders because Teddy Roosevelt might not have been as strong on civil rights as he should have been in 19 whatever? I mean, that's stupid, isn't it, Karen?
Well, in the time he lived in, he was actually maybe more of a for blacks than the average. He definitely wouldn't have called him a racist back then. And Teddy Roosevelt had lots of human flaws. It doesn't mean that we can't call the UND team the Rough Riders.
I'm with you. Kind of crazy. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's the insanity we get. With you start going down this road and you really are, I mean, fighting hawks, much too aggressive. Hawks often eat the young of many species. Can you imagine the pain of an expectant mother in the crowd of a game, watching on TV from home. Connecting those dots. Yes, exactly. That's we can pretty quick get that stupid. And it's not just in the name of a sports team. Dumb things we do are phenomenal. I still think the Confederate flag thing is a prime example. After a Confederate flag in a place of historic significance, not flying over the Capitol in South Carolina. Okay, the day before a church shooting, the day after, it's got to go. Right? Guess what? I was actually naively hopeful that after this attack in Tennessee at the with the reservist station, that the obvious stupidity of a gun-free zone on a military base would end pronto, right? I mean, it's almost like, okay, yeah, that's got to go away. No different than, oh, that Confederate flag has to go away because the guy's holding up the Confederate flag and we have video of him now doing that after he shot these people. So if you take the Confederate flag down, wouldn't you say we also got to end the idea of a gun-free zone? Those dots connect for you? Instead, it sounds like a proposal is being floated to double down on dumb. I'm not kidding you, folks. No guns, no uniforms. For the members of the military on base. Are you kidding me? Just stop the madness. Please, stop the madness. It really is ridiculous. Here's a Medal of Honor recipient. Dakota Meyer is his name. He was on the Kelly File on Fox News Channel. Didn't like the idea either.
He probably would have been proud of how he died. I wish he'd not died. Never wished him to be a hero, but I know he did what he could do.
That was the father of Marine Staff Sergeant David Allen Wyatt, one of the five brave men killed in the terror attack we saw in Chattanooga last week. men who were unable to defend themselves thanks to regulations that keep guns off of military installations. A single harrowing image now summing up the outrage over that policy. As a no-firearm sign at one of the crime scenes stands riddled by gunfire, a product of a regulation that left everyone inside as sitting ducks. Folks like this man have now gone so far as to stand guard at recruiting stations on his day off, while the DOD is reacting a different way, suggesting that Marines consider ditching their uniforms in order to avoid being targets. Tell that to this 5-year-old boy, the son of a deployed Marine who showed up in Tennessee this weekend wearing a uniform just like Dad's.
God bless him. That's Megyn Kelly. I thought I was playing the clip of the response from the Medal of Honor recipient to the uniform idea. I'll find that. We'll get it to you. Coming up on What's On Your Mind, Jeff Bismarck, tell me, you're next. Are you there, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm there.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to see if Todd or you could give Clay Jenkins a call and see what he thinks about the Teddy Roosevelt thing.
How about the, the
maybe,
Roosevelt.
Maybe he could do it in character, too.
Yeah, there you go. Joe Wiegand could do it, as well, out there in beautiful Medora.
Maybe we can get all 10 of them to do it, like, in unison.
Yeah. By the way, they had a little Teddy gathering out at Medora this weekend. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be hilarious to see Teddy Roosevelt respond to that.
And I've got to find the exactly what they said, but pretty crazy.
Yeah,
makes no sense.
Anyway, that's about all I had for you.
We could use the Teddy Roosevelts for like survey questions too.
Yeah.
Because what would the if the majority say the same thing, that's probably what Teddy would have said.
There you go.
If you ask one Teddy something, and maybe he'll get it a little different than, seven. If 7 to 10 Teddys say the same response, that's probably what Teddy would have said, and we can go with that.
Yeah, it'd be like a toothpaste thing. 9 out of 10 Teddys recommend it.
Yeah. I would be for 9 out of 10 of whatever the Teddys recommend, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it couldn't be that bad.
Yeah, darn right. They're the best.
Then again, 9 out of 10 Teddies would recommend just riding right into gunfire, and I don't know if I'd want to join that.
It'd be interesting if we had two Teddies that are like exact opposite opposed on an issue, and then we have Teddy debate Teddy.
Yeah, then you'd have dueling Teddies.
Yeah, exactly. That would be fun.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call. By the way, if you get out to Medora, and I'm looking forward to it because I finally scheduled a little trip out there at the middle of August. And, man, is that going to be fun. Make sure you do see the Teddy. He is fantastic. We love Joe. And he performs every day at 3:30 Mountain Time at the Old Town Hall Theater. You get tickets 30 minutes before each show at the door or click Get Tickets at Medora.com. He'll be doing it through September 6th. Jim, traveling the Bakken, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hello.
Hey, Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I was doing business down in Bismarck about 6 months ago, and I heard a couple of gentlemen talking about a name, and it's the Icelanders. But you know how appropriate that name is? Is that ice skating, the Icelanders? It also, plays into our heritage. And I was really surprised that the Icelanders didn't make the list, get along the final list. I was wondering if you'd heard anything about that.
I had not, no. But I don't know. I can't really understand the process, to tell you the truth, and how they whittled down to these seven. I mean, I hate to Monday morning quarterback it, but a lot of folks say Rough Riders. I mean, I love the name Rough Riders because of the tie to Teddy, but it's a high school name. So, it's also Saskatchewan in the CFL. It's their name, so it's been used. So I don't know how some made it and others didn't. Really don't. Not the narrowing down process. And I've heard some suggest that maybe it's time to step back and kind of take another look, because a lot of people are not all that enamored with the seven choices that remain, other than North Dakota. And evidently the president's office doesn't like North Dakota, so they're trying hard to get that off the list as a possibility for when the folks vote. So, tough one. Thanks for the call, Jim. Bob, you're next when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Thing about Tuesdays, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We get a chance to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to Berthold today. Nathan's a farmer there. Wants to talk a little bit about the use of drones from an ag perspective.
Ag drones are the next technological advancement in agricultural production decision making. The uses of drones are almost unlimited, from weed spotting to chlorophyll measuring for fertilizer prescription mapping and various other bird's eye view tasks. The other day, I had my agronomist use his drone to fly a large canola field to check for white mold and various other problems associated with that field. When used properly and responsibly, ag drones can be a great tool for farmers and ranchers, and the technology will only get more advanced and more affordable in the years to come.
Thanks, Nathan. Appreciate that very much. And we'll get to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, every Tuesday on the program. But you can listen to these anytime at ndfb.org. ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Pete Hanabit, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, going to join us next hour. So stay tuned for that as well. And before we wrap up here the hour, we're going to check back in at Chase on the Lake. Let me go over to Ralph in Gladstone first, though. Ralph, what's on your mind?
You're talking about this UND nickname thing. The thing that is so sickening about the whole thing is that it wasn't the Indians that had a problem with it. It's the white liberal that started the whole ruckus and stirred it up. And I think they need to take all these liberals to... And the liberals are the biggest problem, not only in the state, but in the whole country. And I think they ought to ship them, all these liberals over to Kenya along with Obama and keep them there.
Yeah, white professors were the largest percentage of offended population of the...
Exactly. Yeah.
Aren't they always?
Yeah.
That's my whole point, and I think it still should be fighting, too. That is still the only thing...
I got another fix. It should be illegal to be in education and teach a victim mentality. You know that you're a victim because when you impart to a child or a student that they are a victim, you're giving them a way of thinking that makes anything they encounter that much more difficult to overcome because they're so busy wallowing in their pity, right? You know that do we not have enough examples in the greatest country on the face of the earth that you can do anything you set your mind out to do, regardless of race, color, or creed? Come on. It can be done. You know what I'm saying, Ralph? You got me going now.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I agree with you.
I'm with you, too. Appreciate hearing from you today, Ralph. Good to hear from you. We got Scott and Minot, Bob and Grafton coming up here on the program. Let's see. Patty is back. Patty Larson from Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. So, Patty, if I wanted to have like a little, what's on your mind retreat, we could get the whole crew together, Todd and Manny and Rev here and myself and all of our callers. Could you handle a little business gathering?
Oh, absolutely. We have some great all-inclusive fall and winter meeting packages, and we can create the ideal conference or retreat featuring breakout ideas, delicious catering options, and exciting post-meeting activities.
So give me an example. What would we do? What could be fun?
We could send you out on a pontoon. We could set you up with a fishing expedition. We could even set you up with our spa amenities, as well as create a road trip down the road to the casino or any of the other area attractions here in Walker.
Hop on the bike, hit the trails right outside the door. A lot of options, right?
Lots of options.
Yeah, maybe a little later this winter when the temperatures drop a little, we could walk on water.
You could walk on water. We also have ice houses and a way for you to have your ice fishing experience, whether it's your first time or your 50th time.
It's a great idea. That next retreat, big or small, head to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota. Online at chaseonthelake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deals or call them at 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you. Thank you very much, Patty. We'll chat with you later.
Thank you, sir.
Scott and Minot, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott.
That's me.
Yep. My name is Scott, and I live in Tennessee, and I'm up here working. And my son, who also lives in Tennessee, his roommate is in the military and was one of them that was in the group that was shot at in Chattanooga. And he said that there was another guy there that got a gun out of his truck and was firing, and they were able to escape. But that guy that was shooting ended up getting killed, and I haven't heard anything on the news about that. And I just wanted to bring that out, that a gun saved the lives of four or five more that could have been victims. But, you know, nothing's being said about that and the hero that serviceman was.
So you're saying the civilian, the good Samaritan there was helping out, was the one that actually shot the shooter?
Well, he was shooting, and he was, I think he's a military person also, and probably had a gun illegally on base because he's not supposed to have them. But he was able to get his gun and fire cover for the other ones to get away. They climbed over a fence, and then he ended up getting killed, but there's nothing said about that. I haven't heard
wow.
a single word.
So, wow, the guy that was shooting ended up getting killed then.
Yeah, the guy, the serviceman that was firing cover for the other ones to get away ended up getting killed. He was one of the ones that was killed.
Wow, but, you're right. Why haven't we heard about that? That's a that's an important detail and heroic and also goes to this whole point of how ridiculous it is to not have guns in the hands of, you know, the men and women to serve. Yeah. Good point, Scott. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Good to hear from you. And
we want to know what's on your...
We'll continue.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have a full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.